Chapter 1. Why are you still out? The fireflies darted around Mr. Prince Charming and me as we made our way down the hill toward the town of Whispering Falls. The light orange tint of a hint of dawn illuminated over the hills that hid our magical little town from the real world. "Shouldn't you be going to bed?" I asked them, knowing they were the souls of the teenagers that had left this world too early and came back in the form of the lightning bugs. Really, it made perfect sense if you sat down and truly thought about it. Teenagers love to stay up all night and sleep all day, so it was perfect that they should come back to Earth in the form of the cute little nightly creatures who seemed to have a field day tormenting my fairy godcat, Mr. Prince Charming.
Meow!
Mr. Prince Charming swatted a couple of fireflies before he darted down the hill faster than I was walking. "Now see what you did," I scolded the teens. "He's going to be aggravated all day long. Shame on you." They whizzed behind me, heading toward the woods, lighting a long path with their tails. I turned around and watched them circle my house and disappear. "Cuckoo, cuckoo," said the faint voice from the bag I'd strapped across my shoulder. Purple, pink, and orange lit up the bag so brightly that the light helped navigate a path through the grassy field and into the sidewalk on the cobblestone street. "Yes, teens can be a little odd," I said to the light, knowing it was Madame Torres, my crystal ball. "We don't have time for them." A twinge hit my gut. I stopped. I looked both ways down the street to see if something there turned on my intuition. I sucked in a deep breath, lifted my shoulders to my ear, and then let it out. "Yes, Madame Torres, it's going to be a busy day." Something in the air told me so, and it wasn't the warm smell of cinnamon and sugar spilling out of Wicked Good Bakery, or the mix of incense curling around Eloise Sandalwood. Early morning. Eloise stopped in front of me. She continued to swing the light lantern with its special protection powers to and fro. Her short red hair really contrasted with the dark green cloak draped over her shoulders. Her emerald eyes twinkled. "You are out early." Eloise was an incense spiritualist. Her job in Whispering Falls was to cleanse our magical town every morning before dawn. Her practice helped ward off any evil spirits and keep our secret community safe from the outside world. Not that we were bad, but some people didn't like our way of life. Like our ancestors before us, we'd be hung in the middle of town for telling the future or using our special gifts, as we like to refer to our talents. I, June Heal, was a homeopathic spiritualist. I created special potions to help customers in their daily lives. Oscar had to go to work early, so I thought I might as well get a jump on things. I glanced around, trying to look to see where Mr. Prince Charming had run off to, but the street lights weren't bright enough for me to see too far in front of me. "My nephew is always hard at work." She smiled and swung the lantern toward the police department a little farther down the street. Oscar Park, a wizard, was not only our town officer, but he was also my husband. He loved his job to keep law and order in our little town. Though Eloise and I might be biased, he was very good at his job. "I must go." Eloise glanced toward the mountains. "The dawn is yawning." It was always interesting for me to watch the other spiritualists in the community use their gifts. We were all different, which was what made our little town feel so magical to the tourists who loved to visit our shops. Our town was the perfect place for friends to come and shop, or even for a romantic vacation. "Cuckoo, cuckoo," Madame Torres chirped from the bag. "Stop that," I protested. "Eloise is not cuckoo. She's amazing." Why on earth would Madame Torres say that? The question crossed my mind but floated away as soon as I saw Raven Mortimer tossing some dough in the air through the Wicked Good Bakery window. The logo on the window made it hard for her to see me, and I did need to grab the June's gems for the day. I gathered my cloak around my legs and darted across the street, exposing my laced-up black boots. The click of my heels echoed off the shops. Faith looked up and out the windows. A smile curled on the edges of her lips, and her black eyes sparkled as she waved me in. "Ah, just in time," she greeted me with a cheerful voice. "I just took out the June's gems, but Faith would have brought them down for you." "Oscar had to work early, so I figured I'd get a jump on the day,"